Ready? Okay. N-O-M-E-R-C-Y. Slam them down and make them cry. No, no mercy. Show them no mercy. No, no mercy. Show them no mercy. Any questions?
Yeah, I have one question. What was that all about? Anyway,
you know, when
matter.
She was a cheerleader, pixie kind of thing.
Well, that was when she debuted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome along. Proper Sport does WWE Episode 6. That was No Mercy, which was advertised on SummerSlam. Tom McGuire with you on Proper Sport. It's the podcast I do with Richard Shawright. Richard.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm excited because we're going to go see some non-WWE wrestling as soon as we record this. So, I'm not going to say who, but we're excited.
We are excited.
Yeah, hopefully going to go see some good old wrestling now. We're going to review SummerSlam because that's the big thing that has happened. Richard, overall, what did you make of the biggest party of the summer with the writing on the wall?
It was okay, but then the main event was superb. So, yeah, it was all right.
Okay.
It was one of those, again, where you watch the two tag team matches, watch the cruiserweight match, watch the main event, and I think that's pretty much all I need to watch.
Well, we'll come on to the main event, but personally, I didn't watch the pre-show because 6 hours is too long.
I only watched bits of it.
Miz Taraj beating the Hardy Boys.
There was no one in the arena at that point. It looked very strange.
Yeah, it did look very strange. Maybe the Barclays Center should have let people in a little bit earlier.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, Neville obviously getting the title back.
If we'd have recorded this last Tuesday, we would have predicted that because it was obvious that was going to happen.
Yeah, he shouldn't have lost it in the first place. No. I'm sorry, because Akira didn't need it. It did nothing to promote
what they do
either of them or the cruiserweight division. I am fuming that Big Geordie Nev had to lose the title all for the nothing. And then the final match, because there were three pre-show matches, the Usos beating the New Day
for
the
really
tag titles. They can have a good match, but why give... why did they change the title again?
I don't know.
It's frustrating. The Usos are great. The New Day are great. The two of them together have been a great little feud, but I'm ready for it to be over now. Never mind. Yeah. All right. So...
That was a pre-show. I have to admit... I didn't watch the first two matches on the show because I can't remember. I was doing something, but I can't remember what I was doing.
Well, John Cena
I missed the first two, but then you've missed the main event, so kind of.
Well, no, I'm watching the main event as we sort of speak, just because I was finally watching the final 10 minutes or so, and it's interesting enough. I've enjoyed it, but John Cena versus Baron Corbin, didn't care for it. I cared for it even more when John Cena won.
We predicted the result last week because we said Baron Corbin would lose and then cash in his briefcase. Well, we got that in the wrong order.
Yeah.
But he's gone, isn't he? He's done. He's like a Muppet now.
Has he annoyed someone backstage, do you think?
I think he has. But and what we can say is not winning when cashing in his briefcase, that's him done.
That's got to be
Where's Damien Sandow now?
Yeah, but then again, where's John Cena?
John Cena has been involved
in every failed Money in the Bank cash-in.
He's John Cena, though, so he's allowed to be.
Well, I mean, that also signifies that, you know, he's also the killer of careers sometimes, maybe.
Well, I think it's safe to say no one's going to really cry over the career of Baron Corbin being killed.
No. And he's taken his shirt off a bit more recently, still revealing his sad belly, which is, a lot of people take the mick out of him on Twitter. Trust me. The people that are probably taking the mick out of them, myself included, we have bigger bellies than Baron Corbin. Right, moving on to match number two, which you didn't see. I was so happy for this. Now, I put out my Twitter predictions. I said that Natty would win, and Alexa Bliss would retain. And I also said something on the lines of Dean would turn on Seth and Braun might win. Well, yeah. I got one right, pretty much.
Which is this one.
Natty won. And I'm really happy for her because I feel like... I don't know, It's nice to see someone different hold the title, and I think she's a pretty solid, decent wrestler.
Yeah. I've not seen it, so I can't say anything.
Fair enough.
But I do like Naomi's entrance. I just wonder what will happen to the thing now,
title.
Flashy belt.
I hope they take every single one of those LED bulbs off and smash them onto the ground. Big Cass coming against Big Show, of course. Big Show with his hand in a cast, and Enzo Amore in a shark cage.
That was rubbish, wasn't it?
It was awful. It was awful. And funnily enough, this felt like the longest 10 minutes on the card.
Yeah.
Enzo getting out of the cage by oiling himself up.
Yeah, I didn't really need to see that, did we?
No. And it, apparently Enzo's got a lot of backstage heat at the moment.
Yeah.
So. It was apparently also rumoured to be kicked off the bus during a European tour or something, wasn't he, as well? I personally think that Big Cass could be a star, Enzo could be a star, but I'm not buying Big Cass as a star at the moment. I'm really not.
What was that about the pre-show? It's a bit where Carmella came out. Did you see Carmella on the pre-show?
No.
In her new gear?
No.
I'll show you in a minute. And they asked her and James Ellsworth predictions on who would win that match and basically outed the fact that Carmella and Big Cass are, you know.
Oh, right, okay. Together.
Without saying it, yeah.
All right, okay.
It's a bit odd.
Well, it is a bit odd. But the thing is as well, Big Cass, Michael Cole keeps saying young career.
Yeah.
The man's 30.
Yeah, but he's 7 foot tall and you can't teach that.
Yeah, but it's not a young career. He's not a young man.
Yeah, but they still say
if you had a drink every time the word big was used in that match, it was very, very annoying. Overall, what a pointless match that was. Moving on to another pointless match. Randy Orton versus Rusev.
Oh, yeah.
What's the point?
I'm still watching at this point. Yeah, that was rubbish as well, wasn't it?
RKO looked botched as well in a bit.
I don't see the point because why don't they do anything with Rusev?
If you're not going to use him, let him go. Now, I'm not going to say who.
Do something with Rusev.
But someone's. I've been chatting to someone and they're convinced that because of this sort of thing, their contract is up next year. Rusev is. And he will be going on to pastures new.
No.
I don't want Ruru to go. I want Ruru to be the champion. I want Ruru versus Nakamura more than I want Jinder Mahal.
He's not going anywhere.
Do you reckon?
No.
I went a bit high-pitched there. Do you reckon? No. Going through puberty. Moving on to the Raw Women's match. Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss.
I thought it was all right.
I thought it was a pretty solid match, to be fair. And Sasha making Alexa Bliss tap out.
Yeah, it was all right. Would have changed the title? Probably not. All the titles had changed by this point, hadn't they, of course? But, I didn't really see the... I like Alexa Bliss as champion. You felt it was... Well, since it's supposed to be her and Bayley, well, I guess we don't know how long Bayley's out for still, do we? So, Sasha's the champion
and
for
a fourth. And yet she got booed.
Time.
Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that, because I think they might turn her.
Evil Bayley.
I mean, they won't do it for shirt sales or... Bailey bears that they sell or whatever it is. Headbands.
Evil Bailey.
Yeah. I could see it working, but maybe in a couple of years, but I think they need to do something with that drastically now. Overall, like I say, good match. Bad decision, I think. I think Alexa Bliss should have kept the title.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about me. Sasha Banks being the four-time champion. It's such a small history on the title as well is wrong.
Yeah. I can't disagree with you on that one.
Cool. Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. Of course, we got to see the Demon King return. It was a pretty good entrance and everything. Overall, the match was quite solid.
Yeah, the match was better about the entrances, though, wasn't it? The match was, as you say, solid, but it was spectacular.
It wasn't. I mean, Finn last year had a good match against Seth, but that was also quite unspectacular to an extent. A lot of people hating on Finn at the moment.
Yeah,
have you noticed
that?
I'm not sure why either, to be honest. But this could put him in a title picture, maybe. I don't know what for. Where both of them go from here, I don't know. Bray losing on pay-per-view, we've come to expect. And Finn, I don't know.
People don't like anything, though, do they? That's the.
That's true. I don't like anything, really, to be honest. I'm not entirely sure whether either of them will profit from this, but I highly doubt they will. No.
What is Bray? We don't know, do we? He's just kind of there.
He talks in riddles and he's really good. And he's a fantastic talk. If he wrestled half as good as he talked, I think maybe I'm being a bit pedantic. But of course, this is a podcast where you can get involved, as most of them are, but you can tweet us at PropSport or at the RSW or at Tom C. Maguire. Tweet us directly what you think or thought of SummerSlam. Moving on, tag team championships. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
It looked good. It looked, honestly, I thought the match might have been one of the matches of the night, to be fair. Two great teams, and Cesaro and Sheamus have completely sold me now. There's the fact that they were such a good team, purely for the chemistry. I really enjoyed it. I kind of wanted Dean to turn heel, but as I said in my predictions, but overall, Rich, what do you think about this booking decision?
I enjoyed it, and it makes sense, doesn't it? Because you can see somewhere down the line Dean is going to attack Seth, because it just makes too much sense, and that's what you want to see, things making sense. So, no, I enjoyed it, and Sheamus and Cesaro, I'm not a massive fan of them necessarily, but...
Cesaro, I am.
Well, yeah, all right. Half of the team are all right.
Sorry, Sheamus, but you're boring.
See, but it was a good match, wasn't it? And it's interesting to see where they go from here.
Yeah,
you know, I know they had the fight with the match with the Hardys on Raw.
Yeah,
but interesting to see who they are challengers, who the challengers are up against them for No Mercy coming up whenever it comes up.
Okay, moving on. I talked about unnecessary matches with Randy and Rusev, Big Show and Big Cass. How unnecessary was it to have Shane McMahon in this match?
He ruined it, didn't he?
AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, there was
the match was about
him
and not about them. So I don't know why it was that. I didn't enjoy it.
I didn't enjoy it either. And they're two of my favourite wrestlers on the card at the moment. Yeah. Arguably two of the best wrestlers in the world. And yet, it was the Shane McMahon show.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Right choice with Styles keeping it, though, do you think?
Well, yeah, but it was one of those matches where it could have been so much better without the messing around with who the referee was.
There wasn't even a predominant sort of spot or anything really for us to look at.
It was just there, wasn't it? Again, you think you would say, wouldn't you, oh, this is a match you should go and watch, but
no. The match that you should go and watch, and I imagine, isn't either Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Well, no,
which the booking decision of that, of the Singh brothers getting involved again, and where the Great Khali's gone, I don't know. I expected him to come out, actually,
just
hopefully.
Paid,
the Singh brothers, obviously, Shinsuke Nax takes him out, and then one finisher is all it needs from Jinder. Now, I understand you're building Jinder as this big, old, undefeated, dominant, as JBL said, champion, and yet here we are. It's really not enjoyable.
No.
There's
not really much to say about it, because it was just there, wasn't it?
Who and why, how and when should the title be taken from Jinder?
I don't know. Who are they going to give it to? That's the thing.
Rusev, who? Please.
I don't know who they give it to, and I guess that's the problem now. It's just there, isn't it? And it's just...
It's not something I'm looking forward to. The WWE Championship should be something you look forward to.
Yeah, and it's just it is what it is. It's exactly what we've been saying for months now. Or feels like months. He carries himself well as a champion, but...
Maybe, I like his entrance.
You know, we don't know what's going to happen on SmackDown tonight. Maybe some will debut from NXT. Maybe there's a new challenger come from there. I don't know. Bobby Roode. He'd be popular.
Would be good. We might mention an NXT takeover briefly, but moving on to the main event now. Like I say, I've kind of caught up with the end result.
Yeah.
And I said 2-3 weeks ago, my dream finish was a clean Brock Lesnar win via pinfall on Roman. And what happened, Richard?
No, it was good, wasn't it? Because you got four big fellas throwing each other around.
And how good was it when, like, even Roman spearing Brock through the barricade? That was good. Yeah. Braun with the tables. Roman looks okay. I think all of them came out of it looking fantastic, to be fair.
Plenty of action. Yeah. Really good. Looking forward to Brock versus Braun.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
Overall, right decision to keep it with Brock as well, I think.
Yeah, because there's no reason to change it yet.
There's no reason. And even if he does go to the UFC, it's like you said... No. He's never there anyway, so you couldn't tell. Someone said to me, match of the year. I don't know if I agree with that.
I'd probably have to think a bit more.
It was a good match.
It was good, yeah. It'd be up there as one of the best WWE matches of the year, yeah. But, it was good. It was good. It was the best match on the show.
Absolutely. And it was easily an A-show
main event. If there's one thing Vince McMahon knows what to do with, it's big blokes, and there were four big blokes.
There were.
Well, three big blokes.
Overall, blokes. Richard, on the two thumbs up scale, whereabouts would you rank this?
Probably about one.
One thumb up?
Yeah.
I'd give it probably a one thumb up.
Yeah. Just watch the matches we said at the start. The tag team matches and that. I don't think, was there anything else?
I thought Alexa and Sasha was worth watching. Yeah, Natty and Naomi was okay. Naomi, again, proving how athletic she is. But absolutely, the main event is worth watching.
Yeah.
Super. It was super. Quick mention for NXT TakeOver. Adam Cole, of course.
Yes.
Looking good.
Debut, yeah.
Obviously, Fish and Riley as well. We got new tag team champions. The Authors of Pain have been dethroned.
Which is a surprise. Oh,
I loved that match. I'm loving the tag team scene at the moment, Rich. I really am. We watched, obviously, your match of the week a couple of weeks ago. Was a tag team match from the WCW days, wasn't it? I can't remember the specific. It's on my watch
Midnight
list.
Express versus
that
the
was it. Yep.
Southern Boys.
Yep. Well, I watched a bit of War Games, of course, as well. Yeah. But I'm really enjoyed it. I thought Sanity absolutely were the right sort of people to knock off the Authors of Pain. If Authors of Pain were to debut now, I don't think they'd be ready. But I think Ellering absolutely helps them, and Drew McIntyre getting the title over the glorious one.
And it was all right.
It was an overall fantastic show in the week. We kind of come to expect that from takeovers.
That's a great thing. The 2 hours long, you get 5-6 matches on them.
They're all
invariably good, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's no faff.
How good is Nikki Cross as well?
She's great.
Yeah.
So no, it's really good, really good. And the thing you get with NXT, you get lots of different kinds of performers. All the women in WWE are all the same, apart from Nia Jax, because she's not like most girls.
Oh wow!
But all the other ones, that's the song, isn't it? All the other ones are the same, aren't they? They're all the same.
No, I don't agree with that.
What do you mean? Well,
all right, okay. In terms of character, or do you mean size?
They're all the same.
Build.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and the same kind of character.
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, they're all similar. There's about two or three groups of character that they all fall into.
Maybe. I don't know if I agree with that 100%. In fact, we'll talk about that next week.
Whereas, you know, Nikki Cross isn't like any of the people on the main roster.
She's distinctly different, I'll give you that. But there's nuances. Maybe they're too... what's the word? Well, you know,
there's
maybe...
There's no one on the main roster like Asuka, is there?
No. Okay, fair enough. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. There's bits I agree with you, bits I disagree with you on there. But overall, NXT was absolutely worth watching. McIntyre, I'm really happy about. Adam Cole, great. Overall, a pretty solid weekend of wrestling. And overall, I'm very, very happy.
Good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Cool. Now, match of the week.
Match of the week.
I took a very big pause there. I'm ever so sorry.
We've gone for a ridiculously long one this week because obviously Ric Flair's in hospital.
I hope you're all right, Rick. I was watching...
Big fan of the podcast, that he
is. I was watching... I was watching a bunch of clips, and there was the one from him in TNA with a woo-off with Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal, yeah.
That is so funny. Oh, it's brilliant.
It's... So, I'm going for his greatest ever moment in WWE, sorry, WWF, 1992 Royal Rumble. Have you ever seen it?
It's the with a tear in my eye.
The full hour is just brilliant. The commentary's superb from Gorilla Monsoon. All the people have watched it already and listened to this podcast.
Yeah.
But just go watch it again.
If you are listening, but go and watch it again.
Watch it again, because it's brilliant.
Can you do it with a tear in my eye?
No.
Do you want to give it a go?
I like the bit where Mean Gene tells them to put a cigarette out, because I've got no idea where that comes from. It's just random.
I love just that. It's such a good speech afterwards.
Oh, yeah. It's,
this is the greatest moment of my life.
It's just a brilliant hour and a bit.
He was the best at promos. He is the best at promos, other than maybe Heyman or something like that, in my opinion. He was superb. When he's like throwing his shoes off into the crowd, these are $3,000 shoes, he just throws it. Or when he tells someone to shut up because he's a world champion and that's a fact. Something like that. He is superb. So, again, like we know Rick isn't listening to this, but get well soon, Rick. We hope you're okay.
I've got that bit on now. I'm watching it on the network where Jack Tunney interviews him. I'm going to tell you all with a tear in my eye. This is the greatest moment in my life.
Awesome. I think we'll leave it there. Richard, as always, it's been fun chatting WWE with
you.
We'll have a little bit more of a discussion about this, the sort of the female characters and everything in WWE at the moment, I think next week. But for now, have yourself a lovely week, mate.
Thank you.
And podcast listeners, have yourself a superb week. We will see you again soon. Make sure you like, subscribe, do whatever you want. Have a good day. Have a good week. Bye, everyone.